It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, and a perplexing story out of Kentucky now. On Friday, Republican Senator Rand Paul was assaulted outside his home in Bowling Green. Paul's staff initially downplayed his injuries. They told reporters, "Rand is fine." They've since said he sustained 5 broken ribs as well as lung contusions from the attack. Meanwhile, police have charged the senator's next-door neighbor and fellow doctor, Rene Boucher, with fourth-degree assault. Boucher was released on Saturday on a $7,500 bond. So what exactly took place on Friday between these two men, these two neighbors? For more, we turn to Adam Beam, Kentucky State House reporter for the Associated Press. Adam, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks for having me.
Adam, this is a strange incident, one that happened between two neighbors who've known each other for years. At first glance, this seems like it had to have been personal.
Yeah, that's right. Senator Paul appeared to be mowing his lawn on Friday afternoon in Bowling Green when he was tackled from behind. That's according to an arrest warrant by his neighbor. This is a man named Rene Boucher. He's been neighbors with Senator Paul for 17 years. Both men are doctors. Both men have worked together. I believe Dr. Boucher is an anesthesiologist. Dr. Paul is, of course, an ophthalmologist. So they've worked together through the years. And for some reason, you know, he tackled him from behind and ended up breaking 5 of his ribs.
And the nature of those injuries, I am not a medical examiner or a sports medicine expert. It seemed like 5 ribs broken from a tackle or from being kicked in the ribs or punched.
Well, we haven't heard anything beyond just that it was a tackled from behind and he was taken to the ground. Now, at first, the injuries we're told were minor. And of course, you look at the charge, he's charged with a misdemeanor assault resulting in minor injury. And so at first we thought, oh, okay, maybe he's got a few cuts, a few bruises. And then on Sunday evening, we learned that no, he's got 5 broken ribs with 3 displaced fractures. And the displaced fractures are pretty serious. I mean, if not treated and taken care of yourself, it can lead to even some life-threatening injuries. And that's according to Paul's staff.
And initially, Rand Paul's staff told reporters Rand is fine, as I mentioned. Turns out he wasn't quite fine. And Adam, as you mentioned, everybody's kind of tamping down the nature of this dispute. Rene Boucher's lawyer says it arose from trivial matters. We've been told since that it was sort of a garden dispute or a dispute about leaves and land between the two men. Seems like quite a confrontation for a dispute about a strip of land between your property.
That's right. You know, the first reports indicated that maybe this had to be some kind of political dispute because there were some neighbors who were noting that Dr. Boucher seemed to be liberal, according to some of his past Facebook posts. And then we heard from the Kentucky State Police that the FBI was actually involved. They're investigating to see if this was some type of politically motivated attack. And then Dr. Boucher's attorney, you know, tried to tamp all that down by saying, no, this was some trivial dispute. I think the only people that know for sure, 100%, what happened or why this happened is Dr. Boucher and, of course, Senator Paul. But neither one of them are talking right now.
And the charges against Rene Boucher, you mentioned misdemeanor assault. Is that bound to get worse?
It could. It very well could. I mean, if Senator Paul's injuries escalate, if we learn in the coming days that his injuries are even worse than we thought, it could. The Commonwealth's attorney has said that more charges could be filed. And of course, you know, attacking a senator, I think, could be, you know, maybe he could face some federal charges from that if the FBI concludes its investigation and finds that a federal law was broken. So ultimately, it's up to the authorities what charges will be pressed. And, you know, it appears from all the public statements from Senator Paul's staff that they're taking this very seriously. Doug Stafford, who is Senator Paul's senior advisor, said yesterday that this is a very serious pending criminal matter. You know, I don't imagine that they're going to be asking for leniency, but I don't know.
Adam Beam with the Associated Press in Kentucky. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.